Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Fat Cat. She didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to pipe in what I've seen with regards to the trucker protests in Ottawa, as well as the border blockade in the Canadian-American border. I find this hilarious, because the Liberal Party of Canada is supposed to be on the side of the working-class Canadians, and they've been cheerleading for a workers' uprising. Well, they got it, but the working class wasn't supposed to rise up against them. The agenda by the government is increasingly clear. It's anti-male and men run all the critical infrastructure, energy production, and supply chains. Canada's would-be communist feminist dictator Justin Skippy Trudeau first went into hiding and then said that the mandates were needed to prevent future mandates. That sounds like a snake eating its own tail to me. I don't know what will happen by the time I release this video, but what really got my attention is the potential for a Bitcoin revolution out of this. First GoFundMe froze $10 million that were donated to the truckers, and said it was going to give the money to charities of their choosing, probably Antifa and Black Lives Matter. But they decided to return the money to the donors because of the PR nightmare that it would cause. Then the Ontario government froze the $9 million that was in the GiveSendGo account, which was the alternate crowdsourcing platform. I was also waiting for the payment processors for GiveSendGo to cancel them first, but instead the government of Ontario came down harder on them. But since the organizers are out west, we'll see if it actually works. So when Visa and MasterCard can't cancel you from a platform, then the government gets involved and stops things at that local banking level system. That's why we need Bitcoin. And that's why the Canadian Freedom Convoy was very smart to set up an account on a Bitcoin crowdsourcing page, where the funds go directly from your Bitcoin wallet to the convoy organizers. They raised well over 20 Bitcoin, or over $1 million Canadian through Tallycoin, as of me scripting this video. The next step for the government will be to track the Bitcoin addresses and start to see where the Satoshis go. But more and more retailers and business people are accepting Bitcoin. What are they going to do, regulate Bitcoin on every exchange and in every country? That would be impossible. What do you think is going to happen when you take people's freedom away and even threaten to create central bank digital currencies to take away more freedom? There's a good chance that people will start making Bitcoin legal tender among themselves, because it can't be frozen that way if you send it from person to person. Because I predict that getting it into the banking system and spending it will become increasingly difficult. Then people will say screw it and just use it as money through the Lightning Network. COVID could usher the era of broader Bitcoin adoption once people realize that CBDCs will mean the government can delete their money at will if they have naughty opinions or protest against our Canadian feminist Grand Vizier. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Justin Blackface Trudeau calling truckers racist, clown world show. Will Canada outlaw Bitcoin if the people start using it instead of their own CBDCs to protest mandates and lockdowns? The thing is, if you outlaw it, other countries will just get more of it and become wealthier. This is game theory. Russia chose to regulate it instead of banning it. Once the truckers' Tallycoin donations can't be seized, the Canadian government will start figuring out ways to hire people to monitor the blockchain to prevent that crypto from hitting the off-ramps. Over the next 5 to 10 years, people will lose faith in public institutions. And that's the perfect fertile soil for Bitcoin. The way truckers are revolting against mandates is probably a way that people will revolt against government central bank digital currencies one day. The separation of state and money is a beautiful thing because it probably means the end of the state-run monopoly on violence. We're seeing true class warfare for the first time in a long time. And in the end, there'll be many more of us than there'll be of them. If they lose control over money, they won't be able to control us anymore. To think that a bunch of angry truckers might create a chain reaction that leads us in that direction is absolutely insane. The next thing to pay attention to is the response in America to this. March 5th, the convoy starts heading from California to DC. Trudeau made it clear that he won't bend the knee and can't negotiate with truckers because, according to him, they're all Nazis and white supremacists. He loses if he comes to the negotiating table, but he also loses in the eyes of voters and Canadian people if he calls in the army to crack down on them. What will America do? If you think the Canada's feminist prime minister has done a poor job with the truckers, then just wait and see what happens to Sleepy Joe, who's fast asleep at the wheel of the American 18-wheeler. He's tasked Homeland Security with stopping this. Like, that's gonna work. How are they going to stop tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of truckers from gridlocking the swamp? I'm sure it's going to happen with Pete Buttigieg, the laughable transportation secretary in charge. The farmers are blocking the bridges and roads between Canada and the United States now. Hurrah, the workers are uprising. But wait, they're rising up against us. And that wasn't supposed to happen. Quick, get Elon Musk on the phone to automate our trucking fleet. Wait, sir, we can't because Starlink is about to bankrupt SpaceX and other companies are moving into the electric car market and are going to produce a better product. Plus, no one can automate driving yet. The truckers have us by the balls and we're either going to have to give in to their demands or there'll be an angry mob of people at our door in the next 6 to 12 months. Maybe sooner. I bet the World Economic Forum didn't see this coming. With their think tanks that 18-wheelers the size of tanks would take over Canadian and American cities and there's nothing their little pansy-ass feminists and pedos can do about it. Yes, we have partial automation on the roads right now, but it's not anywhere near ready for complete autonomous driving. Even Elon Musk said that self-driving is harder than he thought. He's still working on perfecting the tunnel and the rocket, it seems. The World Economic Forum needs to listen to Bill Gates when he says that people overestimate the progress of technology in the short run and underestimate it in the long run. Looks like they're making a globalist power play before all the technologies they need to implement it are here. Maybe queer truck drivers will save their dream of a woke civilization. I put an article about that in the description. I suspect the governments are going to push for more women regardless of if they're lesbians or straight to get into masculine trades and truck driving in numbers that actually matter. But that'll never happen. I've only ever seen one female scrapper. I was involved in the scrap metal business for a couple years. And she was 6.5 feet tall and built like a rhino, and rode around in a ram. The article even shows a trans couple that would drive around together for FedEx. Maybe that's the feminist agenda. Feminize the men and turn them into Amazon drivers. Have you heard anything more laughable? I have an appreciation for truckers or anyone that drives because my dad was a cabbie. They used to work 6 days a week, and during his time off, he pretty much spent most of it trying to recover and sleep. When I hit the road a few years ago making travel videos, I was on the road on average 6 to 7 hours, and it was the most exhausting experience of my life. If you drive an 18-wheeler, my trucker's hat is off to you, sir. I hope you guys get paid in crypto going forward and get monetary revenge on the government. Don't listen to people like India's central bank governor that says crypto has no value. It's not even a tulip. But the tulip mania was done in 2 years. Bitcoin has been around for 12. How long before we can actually say it's here to stay? It has value, and that value can be summed up in one word, trust, because it solves something known as the Byzantine General's problem. It's verifiable and secure. No one trusts central banks not to print money and destroy the value of currency. No one trusts that central banks won't just enslave us using money more so than they are today. All this anti-crypto talk is like the record companies in the late 1990s saying no one will stop buying CDs because then they won't get the cover art if they download an illegal MP3. People aren't buying music for the art that it comes with. They're just buying it for the music itself. Just like people aren't earning dollars so the central banks can print more and steal our value through inflation. We are in the fourth turning, when people lose faith in their institutions and governments. Governments think that they can continue to blow up real estate and asset bubbles and bring up the cost of living higher and higher and that there would be no consequence. We haven't even gotten to the point where people get hungry thanks to supply chain disruptions. I hope that Justin Skippy Trudeau puts himself in a rainbow-colored hole and keeps hiding from the big bad truckers that just want to be free from having to get a medical intervention in their arm that just reduces the symptoms of COVID. It amounts to a maintenance drug used to alleviate symptoms, and you can still pass on the disease, it's just a milder version. That's the so-called official stance in science. As for Trudeau, the son of a cuck, he's pooched. His father's a cuck if you believe the rumors that Castro is his actual father. Justin Trudeau or Justin Castro, whatever your name is, let your people be free, or suffer the consequences of every month from now on being Honktober. Canadian truckers aren't going to stop. You can't lock them all up in jail, and I'm glad that the American truckers have figured out if the mandates are removed on the Canadian side, they also have to be removed on the American one, or all the effort in the great honkening will be in vain. People say that this is a worker uprising, but no one has the balls to say it's a mostly male worker uprising. Even one of Justin's bodyguards quit in the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and instead rides around in a red truck now to protest that he was forced to get jabbed or give up his job. The cat is out of the bag or the exhaust is out of the engine, and there's no way to get it back in. Governments and central banks better end the mandates quickly or they'll be facing the real revolution if they force the truckers to only be able to be supported using Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency. All this will just speed up automation. All of this shows me that most of the people in the Canadian government are too incompetent to know what they're doing. Something tells me that Trudeau won't be reelected in 1.5 years regardless of the outcome of the trucker convoy. Because if he bends the knee, then he's negotiating with Nazis. His own words, not mine. If he doesn't, then big business and angry citizens vote him out in the next election. He's stuck. I'd be surprised to see him pull a rabbit out of his blackface racist hat this time around. I went down briefly to see Occupy Wall Street, or the Canadian version Occupy Bay Street, back in 2008/2009. And it was a bunch of students and communists that were unorganized and had zero money. The truckers, on the other hand, bring their own place to sleep. Are older men with resources and are organized and well-funded. That's why the Trudeau government is freaking out. This is Occupy Wall Street times 1,000. Governments absolutely hate it when people have this kind of power over them. And they're trying to stop it at all costs. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Justin Trudeau's mom allegedly got smashed by Fidel Castro. Allegedly. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps Trudeau from winning this no-win scenario with the truckers like Captain Kirk by reprogramming the Kobayashi Maru computers away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.